Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you had asked me all this stuff a year ago about the corruption that's going on, I would have said you're crazy. There's no way that there could be this level of corruption in government. You shouldn't listen to InfoWars and Band.video because that's all nonsense. And, you know, you shouldn't pay attention to any of this stuff. And now it's been very evident to me that all of these people who are being labeled as misinformation spreaders, I mean, they're the guys telling the truth.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
The true misinformation spreaders are the CDC and the public health officials.
This remains a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
They are the ones that are propagating this outbreak.
The only people you can blame, this isn't shaming, this is the truth.
Maybe they should be shaming, are the unvaccinated.
This is a situation of an outbreak and a pandemic. Of the unvaccinated.
Dr. Fauci's probably done more good for the world than all of us in this room combined. I mean,
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
I totally resent that. And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
We now know that Fauci-funded EcoHealth Alliance, a New York-based nonprofit headed by Peter Daszak, was absolutely engaged in gain-of-function research to make chimeric SARS-based coronaviruses, which they confirmed could infect human cells.
And the worst part? All the people going along and being lab rats for these heartless mega corporations. It is truly incredible. If only people had the entire story that the COVID shots are not conventional vaccines.
There are plenty of examples of people that are having very serious medical conditions that result from the vaccination.
When the convulsions started, I knew it had to be from the vaccine.
Due to this vaccine, I don't even know if I'll gain full movement in my leg back.
One of their high school football players died.
He had two blood clots inside his brain, another on the outside of his brain.
The hardest thing was I let him get that shot. I got the vaccine. We need help.
To you kids, we now know the virus is a hoax.
They included flu, pneumonia, and other infections to boost the numbers.
Let's find out who is really behind it all.
Like President Trump is definitely behind one of these phantoms.
Xi Jinping? Dr. Fauci?
Like I thought doctors were supposed to help people, not scare them.
Microsoft's Bill Gates?
Not only a computer guy, he's a notorious vaccine pusher who wants to reduce the world's population.
I get it. So Bill Gates wanted to vaccinate everyone after Fauci convinced them there was a deadly disease outbreak. That's diabolical.
Yeah, that sounds pretty bad.
Don't worry, kids. These globalists won't get away with their pandemic hoax this time. Where they're going, they'll be locked up for a long good while in the big house.
Yeah. Better than a rock round at home.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein said the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Listen.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Mike Adams of Natural News with Dr. Richard Fleming straight ahead. We're going to play clips of 2 years ago, myself and Mike Adams predicting everything that's now happened, including monkeypox straight ahead. Stay with us. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's called predictive programming. Head on the highway. 15 years ago, here's The Simpsons on what's happening now with monkeypox. And whatever comes up.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I... Wow.
So, we've got our deadly disease. Now, we just have to blame it on something that's in every household, something that people are a little bit afraid of already.
House cat flu is coming, people. The Center for Disease Disinformation predicts with some degree of probability that the house cat flu might spread in the following hypothetical outbreak pattern. So, petter beware, that warm body on your lap just might be ready to destroy your tender fiddles. Springfielders are advised to stay tuned for more information if they experience any of the following symptoms. Mild thirst, occasional hunger, tiredness at night.
It's full of mistakes. It's an 18-minute compilation. It's a hand-up video. Half of it's Mike Adams and myself. 2+ years ago, producing everything that has now unfolded with the monkeypox, the forced inoculations, and the next pandemic. Here it is.
Talk about how they plan to have smaller bioweapon releases that aren't as deadly to get the global control system in place, and then have bigger releases, then tightening the grip of global control during the larger depopulation events that happen, and then the deep state globally pretending it's the savior while it's actually organizing the operation.
And there are also binary weapons that we talked about yesterday just a little bit. As this virus combines with what they're putting into the vaccine. Remember, they can put DNA-altering ingredients into the vaccines. And isn't it amazing they have the vaccine ready for this at the same time the outbreak happened? Yep, and they're going to roll out mandatory vaccines. When this becomes a panic in America, and by the way, the media is going to cause this to be a massive, massive, you know, panic among the public, but they're going to push people to mandatory vaccines. They're going to have an emergency order maybe by the president. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to stop this. He's not stopping the tech censorship. I don't know what he's going to do. But they're going to have mandatory vaccines, and the vaccines will be the second half of the binary weapon. This is euthanasia via vaccination.
I don't believe this is the big one. They need to have a virus that's deadly but not ultra-deadly to get everybody under world government, everybody used to being forcibly inoculated in quarantines and shutdowns and these systems of total control. The globalists are testing right now our response to see if they can lock us down. And then if we lock down properly, then they're going to release the real bio version that'll then start wiping out even more. So this is a test for the global depopulation operation. It's 2020, and they're gearing up to exterminate you and your family. It came out of Wuhan. China incubated this and then deployed it worldwide.
Well, absolutely, and they're not done. This is just the first wave. So you hinted at this earlier. This is a softening up phase for America. There is a much more virulent strain that will be released.
And it's an opening salvo of a larger rollout. It really all crystallized for me doing deep research last night, this morning, and talking to you. And I think you just picked up. Well, there's 18 minutes of it. Alex Jones predicted the monkeypox outbreak with Mike Adams. Riding shotgun here with Mike Adams of naturalnews.com and Dr. Richard Fleming of theflemingmethod.com, medical doctor. You guys have worked closely together. Big research about to come out soon on what the vaccine does, so-called vaccine of the blood. Mike Adams, what an incredible time. I could ask 1,000 questions, but where do you want to begin, my friend? Because people say Alex Jones tomorrow's news today. Mike Adams and Dr. Richard Fleming are tomorrow's news today, and that's who we want on this show. So God bless you, brother. You've already told us what was going to happen. Tell us what's going to happen next.
Well, first, I just want to say I've been listening to Dr. Fleming, just an extraordinary analysis, and he's nailing it as usual. So thank you for having me on. But the big picture is, of course, vaccines and these pandemics are just one part of a multi-part takedown, what I call a controlled demolition of Western civilization. And the other three big parts that are being launched against us are a food collapse, an energy collapse, and then a currency collapse. And while we can take steps individually to survive many of these things, for example, we can choose to avoid the vaccines, we can prepare with extra food to help avoid a food collapse. We can even perhaps have some alternative forms of money, either crypto or gold and silver or whatever you have. But when the energy collapse takes down the power grid, that's when even preppers are going to have a very difficult time.
That's right, and I played clips of you 2 years ago predicting the viruses. You and all of us, you predicted the power blackouts, the food collapse, the fertilizer collapse, and you're right, that's part of the other prong attacks.
And then coming out of these vaccines, and I know Dr. Fleming can speak to this more, but the genetic mutations are already beginning in people's bodies. The birth mutations that are going to happen, the birth defects that we're going to see, the spontaneous abortions have already begun. We're going to see, I believe, at least a decade of effects from these vaccines, which will include more deaths, more genetic mutations, more blood clots. And I mean, look, why are the airlines running out of pilots right now? Answer, because they killed so many of them with the vaccines. So what are they doing? They're reducing the number of hours now required to become a pilot. This is insane. You're going to have pilots now that don't have the training to be a pilot flying airplanes that are probably also assembled and put together by teams that don't have qualifications either. We're watching the dismantling of Western civilization in lots of different ways. But go ahead. I'm sure Dr. Fleming would like to add.
No, and that's it. This is the destruction of the human brain trust.
Right, and I would say the same thing happened with NASA after the Apollo program between the time that Apollo actually launched and the shuttles went off. I mean, we saw the newer kids coming in to take control, and they laid off the more experienced physicists and engineers, and they started gluing tiles on the bottom of the shuttle. And
yeah, let's not lie. People used to be smarter. Like, we're like the best of our generation. We're idiots compared to people 100 years ago. What happened?
We've dumbed down a lot of things. I mean, I had a great advantage being in my role as a JFK kid, but I frequently look at the people that are coming through the system right now. They're not very well educated. They don't have math down. They don't even have handwriting down. We're focusing on educating people on things that I think, are more the parents' responsibility to educate, and the primary school system isn't educating people in the math and the sciences and history and the things that it's supposed to be the responsibility of the school system to educate them for. It's not the school system's responsibility to raise our children either religious-wise or anything else.
That's right. The school's supposed to give the curriculum you choose. The parents are supposed to make sure it happens.
Right, and that has not been happening, and it's been drifting further and further away. I mean, speaking as someone who's taught at universities, you know, what I see coming in as my beginning material, if you will, to teach medicine or physics or anything else is less and less prepared. I feel like I'm babysitting people and teaching junior high school in some instances, and that may sound harsh, but the reality is it's not my job to be teaching junior high. If I wanted to do that, I'd be a junior high school teacher.
So, Mike, what you've been hammering for years, we're facing the collapse of civilization. I don't think it's going to be stopped now. We should just decide how do we protect ourselves.
No, I don't think it can be stopped either. And one of the key markers of intelligence is the ability to look into the future and calculate the future ramifications of present actions. But that has been lost across our culture. So our leaders and also Western Europe, Western European leaders of Germany and other countries are making the dumbest decisions possible. Western Europe is in a stage of collapse. It's accelerating. And if Western civilization survives the next decade, I will be shocked. It's that bad.
Well, it really is so horrible. You can't even quantify it. I mean, it's hard to even try to. I mean, it's bad. So at least we're here trying to fix the problem, folks. We'll be right back with Mike Adams and Dr. Richard Fleming. I'm Alex Jones, your host. InfoWars.com, FlemingMethod.com, NaturalNews.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Into the other prongs of the attack, full spectrum analysis is what we need, but specifically the monkeypox, the fear-mongering, the delivery of the vaccine beforehand, all of it. Give us your analysis of that.
Well, frankly, I'll just be blunt. I mean, anybody dumb enough to now go along with the monkeypox hysteria after the 2 years of COVID and everything that came out, anybody that dumb is dumber than a monkey, frankly. I mean, really, we, you know, the primates in the zoos have more intelligence because you can't fool them so many times over and over and over. Like the gorilla catches on, you know, you're messing with me. I'm not going to fall for it again. But humans just keep falling for it again and again. It's just incredible. I mean, you know, Dr. Fleming laid it out, but this whole thing was planned. They've got patents involving monkeypox and vaccines. They did simulations. It even came out on the exact day, and it's a mild concern anyway. It's just one more panic that people need to learn to put away. I mean, journo-terrorism is the scourge against humanity right now. The so-called corporate media is running psychological operations constantly. This is just the latest one.
America's captured. America's both the hope and the curse of the world. And with 169 days out from the election, they are hyping terror attacks, white supremacy, all of this. Will they do 2,000 mules again? How are they going to deal with a giant worldwide political awakening, Mike Adams and Dr. Fleming, to what's happening?
Well, first they're going to be dealing with the food riots that are happening. I mean, going to happen worldwide because, you know, we've talked about on your show, Alex, the food scarcity is real. It is accelerating.
Well, not going to happen. You were harping on this 2 years ago, and I thought you went too far. But I listened to you, so I was right. Sri Lanka, all over the place. It's already begun.
And wait till the crop harvest reports start coming in the USDA here in the next 60 days. It's going to be catastrophic. The fertilizer shortage is real. Food scarcity is real. We're going to see food passports launched, I believe, in 2023 in the United States, where you will have rationing, and then there will be price controls. We've already seen the House pass a bill about gasoline anti-price gouging, which is really a price control mechanism. So the minute they put out price controls, the gasoline and diesel supply is going to vanish from many gas stations because who's going to sell these things at a loss if the government's controlling the price? I mean, price controls are always disastrous. It's the opposite.
And for those that don't know,
because
people won't have the money to extract it, refine it, and deliver it.
Well, right, and the infrastructure is breaking down, but again, it's all deliberate. Look at what Biden did on his first day after the election was stolen and he was thrust into the fake Oval Office. He signed a bunch of executive orders, by the way, which are null and void, we know now. Maybe at one point, everything that Biden signed will be evacuated and sanity can be restored. But it's all null and void, but he shut down all the pipelines and the drilling permits. And even.
And I'm sure you saw his new clip where he said it's part of a plan to make us go to clean energy when there is no plan. I mean, it's one thing to have the head of the Department of Energy say it, but he said it yesterday.
Well, remember, Alex, the zero carbon agenda requires zero population, period. That's it. That's how they're going to transition, is to kill off billions of people without giving you an alternative infrastructure. And one more thing is that they've been suppressing free energy technology for decades. And you know this. Low energy.
They call it disruptive technology. Disruptive technology.
We have green tech. Go ahead.
You can't get to clean technology if you don't have a bridge between where you are and where you want to go. And if you pull that bridge out, you don't have a mechanism for getting there.
Exactly. This is not a transition.
Right.
This is a collapse.
I mean, you can go to, hate to do this, Star Trek episodes where they actually had the sun blocked out, and so they couldn't get any solar power on the planet. And what happened? Nothing ran. You have to have backup mechanisms, and those backup mechanisms, like it or not, have to do with fossil fuels at this point in time. You pull those fossil fuels out, you have no backup mechanism to deal with an emergency. If we go back to what really happened with this virus, and they kept the ships off the shore, they stopped and they blocked the transport of goods coming into the country, beginning the process of shortages. And what they just did with the formula was to attack the most vulnerable part, other than the elderly and that, but very vulnerable people, parents worried about feeding their children. And that's when you know that they're going for the jugular on people, when they go for that type of thing. And the question is, if you're that desperate to try to manipulate the system, it shows just how desperate you can be and what you're willing to do.
And by the way, Bill Gates had a plan rejected by the UN to try to put out satellites and block the sun.
Well, Bill Gates right now can't even go to the country of India, can he? Because they've got, I think there's 3 charges for murder on him. So you see how effectively it can be if we get attorney generals and people involved to indict these people. Their little game plan gets run amok.
That's right. Mike Adams Fleming's got the plan, and I agree, it's the way to go. Gain of function, state attorney generals. What's your view on that? How do we stop these people?
Yeah, absolutely. What Dr. Fleming is doing brilliantly, by the way, is gathering the evidence of the criminal misconduct that has been taking place. It's not just scientific fraud, which many others have pointed to, like Steve Kirsch, for example, but criminal liability is going to happen, because with the criminal evidence, you can pierce the veil of legal immunity that's been granted under the emergency use authorization granted by the FDA. So these are criminal operations that have been waged against humanity that are on the scale that are historic. And think about the bioweapons laboratories in eastern Ukraine, okay, and the monkeypox ties to that. Now we know why the U.S. is so desperate to keep sending more money to Ukraine to try to stop the discovery of the evidence in those bioweapons laboratories from coming out. Once that comes out, if it comes out, the whole world will know that it was the West and the United States and the UK that was in on building biological weapons to attack the human race.
Both of you guys, 45 seconds apiece. You made incredible predictions that came true. Dr. Fleming, what's your next predictions?
My next prediction is that they're going to try whatever they can do to cause mass chaos. My prediction is for the American people. We're going to go. We're going to get attorney generals to file indictments on these people. It's going to start unraveling this, and people are going to have to come to terms with what the corruption has been, because history has taught us these people always fail when good people stand up and insist upon the truth being done. I believe they will do whatever they can to try to run us aside and make us afraid. These documents show it, but the American people are the light of the world. We can come forward. We can push for these attorney generals. We will get this done, and I'm not going to quit until we get them.
So your prediction is humanity's going on the offense. Mike Adams.
Yes. Nobody's ever won on defense. Sorry. You only win on offense. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I agree with that assessment. Through a lot of pain and suffering, food scarcity, fuel scarcity, we're going to lose a couple of billion people probably on this planet over the next few years. But in that process, humanity will awaken like never before. We will dismantle the system of globalist control, the global fascists, the global Nazis, if you will, that are trying to destroy humanity. And humanity will prevail, and we will live in an era, a golden age of abundance and ingenuity, and unleash the science, the real science, the potential, the free energy, the healing, all of it. We will live in that golden era. It's coming.
I totally agree with you. This is our greatest moment. Evil learned how to create a system of cloaking itself, but now it's being uncloaked. It's incredible. Stay with us. More straight ahead.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then, we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones
and Mike Adams and Dr. Richard Fleming of FlemingMethod.com and NaturalNews.com, as well as InfoWars.com. So the fact that Natural News exists, the fact that Dr. Fleming exists, the fact that we exist, makes the system so angry. Evil always miscalculates while humanity is asleep and believes it's invincible, believes it's unstoppable, gentlemen. And so I could bring up 1,000 topics right now. But Mike Adams, what else is front and center for you? And we'll get Dr. Fleming's response.
Well, let's talk about the possibility that the midterm elections will not be held. I know you've spoken about this quite a lot, Alex, and we know that the Democrats are absolutely desperate, and I believe that they would rather see America completely destroyed than for them to lose in this upcoming election. So the things that they're willing to do, kind of their possibilities of false flag operations, inviting China to invade the United States, setting off nuclear terrorism bombs or even dirty bombs of domestic terrorism actually plotted by the FBI, for example. These are the things that are within the Overton window of what the left is willing to do. If we make it to Election Day, we should literally cry out to Jesus Christ and thank God because we overcame a mess by the Democrats to try to stop us. They want us in a military emergency martial law scenario before the first week of November. I'm curious what Dr. Fleming thinks about that as well.
Well, I think the best way to prevent that is to make sure that our senators or elected officials go up front and tell them not to implement anything going on with this nonsense with the World Health Organization, because that is the perfect tool for them to use to lock us down. They're very specific that civilized countries like the United States that are financially independent and want proof that there's a problem before it imposes sanctions on its citizens. They don't want that. They want every country to go into lockstep, which allows them to manipulate the United States. It allows them to put us in lockdown. It allows them to force vaccinate us, even though the Supreme Court has said in Cruzan versus Missouri that American citizens cannot be forced to take a treatment. The law of the land is that you can't do that, but they will do anything they can to try to manipulate that. If we prevent them from manipulating us by insisting that our government stand up, our elected officials stand up and do what the Constitution demands of them and our state constitutions demand, we stand an outstanding chance of making it through the midterm elections, and it's our obligation to make sure that happens for our children and our grandchildren.
And Dr. Fleming, a lot of people I've talked to and ask you this, and Mike Adams say, hey, they're evil, be detached from it like you're a Hindu or a Buddhist, and just defeat them. But I think it's important, like a general, to know why Bill Gates, why the globalists want to depopulate, why they hate everybody, why they're doing this. I mean, I really think it's important to know the enemy to defeat them.
Yeah, if you don't know your enemy, if you don't understand, I mean, the art of war, the Chinese book, Art of War, is based upon understanding what's going on and to not actually have a war until you have successfully won it.
Why do they want to kill us? Why would they do this gamble? They're just psychos that love to kill?
Well, I can never speak to the intent of another human being, but you watch the behaviors of the human being and you see what they're doing. I think that they are of the mindset that they have a better perspective of what a human being ought to be. They know that there is the genetic ability to modify people, and they are determined that they are the new, for lack of a better word, the new gods that...
No, that's it. They're playing God. They're saying somebody else will do it if we don't do it. So there's a gold, there's like a gold rush to play God.
Yeah, I think they're fascinated with it. I think they're obsessed with the idea that they can take and somehow make a new human, and they're going to be in charge of it. And if they're in charge of it, well, they pretty much will run everything, you know?
That's it. Mike Adams?
Well, I want to bring this in. Remember the cobalt magnet nuclear terrorism drills that were taking place in Austin, I believe, just last week. I have reliable intel that there are radical Islamic terrorists who are being brought into the United States in order to carry out dirty bomb attacks in multiple U.S. cities. Cobalt-60, and Dr. Fleming is a nuclear cardiologist. He knows this very, very well. Cobalt-60, that radioisotope is used in medical sterilization and I think also some medical imaging. It has a half-life of, I think, 5.27 years.
And that's what you use to jacket dirty bombs in nuclear war.
Yeah.
Well, you can use lots of radioisotopes, but the shorter the half-life, the more intense the radiation release for that particular isotope. But my point, I'll turn it over to you, Dr. Fleming, is that they can, because it takes 10 half-lives, a radioisotope to be considered gone, they can set off a dirty bomb in a city like Austin, Texas, and they can contaminate it for about 53 years where it would not be safe to be habitable. Dr. Fleming, your take on that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we saw that when the Japanese reactor shut down several years ago. The exposure of people to a high level of radiation causes a lot of health concerns. I mean, anemias, gastrointestinal disorders, any type of tissue damage that can happen. And you take a population of people and you start affecting their health. You make it
particularly
impossible.
Children, right? Because it's fast-growing cells.
You know, children. Yeah, I mean, obviously, children are going to be adversely affected. That's just a nasty way to approach it. But you know, their parents aren't going to be able to hold down jobs because they'll be too sick to actually hold down jobs. I know this is going off on a tangent, but I want to make a point on something. And that is, there's an awful lot of confusion right now. That people think that they're seeing amongst those of us on this side of the equation, and by that I mean a number of doctors that I've talked about and have issues with, and we have these debates and discussions. I want to hammer home a point. 75 to 80% of what we are all talking about, we are in full agreement with. And the fact that we may or may not disagree on some topics doesn't mean that we've changed sides or we're splintered. I want that message to get out there because I want the viewers understand that even if some of us are disagreeing on little subtle topics, the vast majority of what we're talking about, we agree on, we are completely united on. And I want everybody to hear this message, that there is not some splintering of this side of the debate and conversation. By and large, we are completely united in our understanding of what these people are doing and their attempts to manipulate us. And if Fauci and the other side thinks that this is a fractioning of our side of the debate, he is sadly mistaken. And people need to realize that if they're listening to us, what they're listening to is honest, open, scientific, and medical debate and discussion, and you're not hearing that from the other side. So I just want that message to get out there. If you think that we are splintering apart and you have been successful, you have badly misjudged all of us.
Mike?
Yeah, completely agree on that. And remember, the things that we're talking about have a basis in fact and evidence, whereas the other side, they do not want to debate anybody. They won't debate Dr. Fleming. They won't debate Steve Kirsch. They won't debate Dr. Malone or Dr. McCullough or anybody. They won't debate them because they can't handle the facts. And so even though there are theories on our side, like we're talking about right now, a theory that there might be dirty bombs taking place. Well, yes, currently that's a theory, but it's a theory with a plausible basis because the United States government is running dirty bomb drills in Austin, Texas, and it's called Cobalt Magnet. I mean, why do you think they called it cobalt? So even these projections that we make, and Alex, as you played, we have been right again and again and again from projections that we made 2 years ago, or in your case, 20 years ago. We've been right again and again. So these projections have a basis in fact. Not everything, not every worst case happen, but a lot of worst case scenarios are coming true, and I fear that it's going to get even worse than what we suppose here before we get to the, you know, the dismantling of the evil and the golden age for humanity. We're going to go through some really difficult times, no question about it.
Do not forget what happened at the end of World War II when the Nazis were running low on troops. They put their children in the front lines holding weapons, of which American troops had to make decisions. How do we deal
with children? Anti-tank rockets.
Yeah. You know, I mean, people will do what, when they are desperate, they will do almost anything.
And well, that's the paradox, is we're exposing the globalists. They're in trouble. That just means they double down. But we can't give in to what they're doing. But then when we oppose them, they get even worse. But I guess it's better to just be on our own footing than let them run things.
Just recognize that that means that we're making ground and we're over the target, as people like to say, and we have an obligation to our children and our grandchildren.
All right, folks, we're going to have a powerful final segment ahead of the guest host that's about to take over with Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com and Dr. Richard Fleming of FlemingMethod.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Man.com Video. I just hope you realize this is a live show. It's very powerful. The last 2 hours, I hope you'll get it later when it's archived at Band.com Video. I hope you share it. It's the only way we're going to save people when you take action.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making lacking glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green meadow whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The federal government is openly preparing for fallout from nuclear war on U.S. soil in Austin, Texas. What do they know that they aren't telling us? The self-proclaimed exercise is called Cobalt Magnet 22 and is led by the U.S. Department of Energy's National Nuclear Security Administration. They brought more than 30 local, state, and federal agencies together to conduct a major radiological incident exercise, meaning they simulated a nuclear attack on a U.S. city. Obviously, they're preparing for war with Russia as the U.S. government gets more involved in supporting Ukraine, both financially and militarily, and NATO continues to expand membership eastward, something they promised Russia in 1990 that they would never do. War with Russia would definitely escalate to nuclear bombs, but who's gonna strike first? Texas citizens were told told to expect to see protective clothing and radiological detection equipment in the field, as well as low-flying aircraft and groups of first responders acting out the radiological incident at various locations across the city. The exercise is meant to enable government personnel to practice protecting public health and safety. However, the fact that this is even taking place is an indication that the federally run intelligence agencies believe nuclear war is not only possible, but probable in the near future. So what are they privy to? What does the federal government know that they aren't telling the American people? Could a nuclear attack be coming to the U.S. homeland sooner than we are allowed to think? Perhaps this will be our only heads up. This is Brian Wilson with InfoWars.com.
So, Mike Adams talked about that last segment. I thought I'd play that Brian Wilson report. That's at band.video here with Dr. Fleming. So you're right, Mike, and you're right, Dr. Fleming. While we're busy watching the next pandemic, that power grab, we have the economic collapse, we have the devaluation of currencies, we have a supply chain breakdown, we have the food breakdown. I mean, there's no doubt now, there's no stopping this. The question is how bad it's going to get, Mike Adams.
Well, some of these things go together, too. So, for example, the wide-open U.S. southern border allows the radical Islamic terrorists to bring dirty bomb vests into the United States. And, again, my intel sources say that these are elaborate vests that have been engineered to be able to be disassembled and then smuggled across and then reassembled using locally acquired cobalt-60 material. Some of the vests are just kinetic explosives. Some are explosives that have been laced with radioisotopes. But these are all happening on purpose, because remember, every government and every agency, you know, DHS, FBI, NNSA, every agency needs another emergency. You know, as I say, keep the fear alive. If you keep the fear alive, then they get bigger budgets, they get more power.
While they dismantle the country. Panicked. While they dismantle
exactly.
The nation.
That's it.
So what do we do, Mike?
Well, we've got to keep exposing all of this, and I think it's working. I mean, look at the loss of public faith in the FBI, the CDC, the FDA. It's extraordinary. In just the last 2+ years, especially since COVID, and also, you know, the failure of the Governor Whitmer fake kidnapping plot that was an FBI plot and so on, the public is absolutely losing faith in these so-called institutions. And now with 2,000 mules coming out, more and more people are confirming, yes, the election was rigged, it was all stolen, which means that this Biden regime is an illegitimate, occupying, fake government. So it's spreading. I mean, the recognition is spreading like wildfire, and we are ripe for a, shall we say, a peaceful changing of the guard in America.
I totally agree with that. I want to get Dr. Fleming's take on it, but the globalists don't give up even when it's obvious they should.
Well, they're never going to give up. It's a matter of the people actually saying enough is enough and then holding these people criminally accountable. When I first came to Dallas about 15, 16 months ago and did my first presentation here, I looked at the people and I realized we have more than enough people who understand the information they need to understand to stand up and take back the country. The people are not stupid. They have a lot of common sense. I mean, somebody actually told me they hadn't taken the vaccine because they had CS, common sense. These people are sick and tired of being manipulated. They have been listening. It feels like a slow process. I mean, I've had people say, why has it taken so long for the research we've done? Well, with 54 years of research, 29 months doesn't seem like very long, but it's an eternity if you're living through the nightmare of those 29 months. I realize that. But Americans are getting the bigger picture. They're needing mobilization and being told what to do, and that's what we get all the times at these presentations. And that's why I've just gone straight to the jugular and saying, we need to go to the attorney generals. We need to hold these people criminally accountable. And it doesn't matter if it's just this group. If anybody thinks they're going to get by with smuggling in materials, and I agree, the way that you would detonate a nuclear device in the United States would not be to launch it from North Korea or from Moscow or any place else. You would get, I mean,
a radiological dirty bomb.
You would bring it in just the way that Hollywood has demonstrated. And more often than not, Hollywood is written upon information that's out there that they know how it's going to happen. Take a clue from Hollywood.
That's right. They always, why, Mike Adams, why do they always tell you beforehand what they're going to do? Is it a metaphysical thing they're supposed to tell you?
Well, yeah, there are a lot of theories about that, but there's also, I think, Hollywood often reflects the psychological awareness that's rising in the masses. And so apocalypse movies, the downfall of civilization, and post-apocalypse movies, I think that reflects what people sense is actually coming. And remember that so much of Western civilization that operates right now is completely unsustainable. Just taking us off the gold standard in 1971 and look at the decades of debt upon debt upon debt, that's unsustainable. But then also, we've moved away from God in this nation. We have these pro-abortion activists like screaming and celebrating their satanic murder of their own child. That wouldn't have happened probably before 1971 either. So there have been, we've gotten away from real money and from real spirituality or real morality. And when you do those things, every time throughout history, when a nation loses its monetary base, loses its morality, loses its culture, it's over. It's just a matter of time. We are in the downfall phase. It cannot be stopped. We can only hope to rebuild in a pro-Christian, pro-America, pro-freedom way after this collapse.
And by the way, I want to be completely clear here. I'm not a negative person. I'm not a pessimist. I'm an optimist. But what you're saying is totally true, because here's the key. They are engineering, in their own words, the global collapse that they believe was coming so they can control what came out of it. We have to know the collapse is here to build the new good future instead of their post-humanist, transhumanist, exterminist plan.
Most people haven't played chess. When you play chess, what you learn is that the game is over 8 to 9 moves before the game is over. You know what's happening. And the other person just playing into your hands. And it's they've been playing this game of chess for a while now. And their predictions are wrong if the American people stand up. But it's a game of chess. They've been playing it. They've been playing it very well. I think you have to just give them credit for the fact they've been playing it and us very well. What they didn't account for was enough people getting together and deciding to take the country.
That's right. It only works if you shut down society and kill 80% of people and nobody knows what you did. But even if 20% are left, they're going to get your ass. Mike Adams?
Well, as they collapse their systems, remember, we have alternatives for everything. So instead of taking the vaccine, we have nutrition. We have good health practices.
They get rid of formula, suddenly breastfeeding explodes.
Yeah, exactly right. Or you can make your own, infant formula. The Price Foundation has a great recipe for that online as well. But there are alternatives to central bank currency, which is, gold and silver and crypto and so on, and many, many alternatives. There are alternatives to processed centralized food production, which includes growing some of your own food or using local food, community-supported agriculture, CSAs, and so on. And once the technology is finally no longer suppressed, we will have alternatives for decentralized energy. I have to keep hammering this. Low-energy nuclear reactions, LENR. It is very real. It used to be called cold fusion.
That's right. They've been suppressing all the incredible innovations.
That's right. It's real. It heats water. You can put it on ships right now and drive ships across the ocean using nothing but so-called cold fusion. The Navy could be using it. You could be heating government buildings right now. It's not yet at the size of the Mr. Fusion device for your time-traveling car, but you could heat buildings with it, and you can run steam turbines with it right now.
And medically, the medical community, a lot of us are looking at alternative approaches for providing medical care to people, not within the system that's currently being used.
All right. The last 2 hours has been amazing. Naturalnews.com. I want to thank Mike Adams for his trailblazing work, and you as well, Dr. Fleming, FlemingMethod.com. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for all you've done. We have a special guest host coming up in the fourth hour, and then in about 60 minutes from now, we have the great Owen Schroyer taking over 3 p.m. Central, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Bandai Video. Gerald Celente takes over the next hour. I got a few more things I'm going to say after you guys leave. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.